הגמרא אומרת, אמר רבי יוחנן, הלוואי והתפלל אדם כל היום כולו. מה פירוש הלוואי שאדם מתפלל? מה הכוונה? לא ללמד ולא יעשה כלום? והכוונה היא שאפילו בזמן הלימוד יש לך פשוט מייחד ייחודי. מייחד ייחודי. I'm going to learn tonight what we add in Tfilat Rosh Hashanah. You may find it with your permission on that Siddur, it's called Siddur Shiloh, over there on the bench if you want to take, if you wish. If not, you may just listen. It's from Tfilat Rosh Hashanah. No, this is Musaf. This week in Zibetot Hashem is the next week on the week after the next. Right now, in the beginning of Shmona Esrei, before Magen Avraham, we add a paragraph, Zochrenu Lechaim. You can find it in Tfilat Rosh Hashanah. It's the first paragraph before we say Melech Ozer Moshiach Magen. We add a paragraph, Zochrenu Lechaim. The same explanation means, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please remember us to life. Melech Chafetz B'chayim, a king that wants and a desire for life. V'chotvenu B'sefer HaChayim, please write us in the book of life, L'ma'anach, L'ma'ancha Elokim Chayim, for you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you being called as well, Elokim Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's so called what it means, a lot. We have to understand the first of all, that the Gemara said in the first three brachot, you may not add anything. Those sentences were added. They say, Chachamim say that those sentences were added later on, not in the time when Sheikh Nasser Gala put the Siddur together. They say it was added later on, in the first three paragraphs of Shmona Esrei, that the Gemara said you should not add anything, you should not have any request in the first three brachot. The same thing applies to the last three brachot. For Modim and on, says the Gemara, all the requests that you have, you should ask them in the middle brachot, from Atah Chonein to Shomei Atfilah. But the first three brachot, you should not ask any request. Here, on Rosh Hashanah, we add this sentence in the first bracha. Again, the simple explanation of the sentence, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember us and to write us in the book of life. It's a very nice thing to say on Rosh Hashanah, but the question is, why probably the Gaonim, that's what they say, the Gaonim, about 950 years ago, 1,000 years ago, to be correct, they added this sentence in Shmona Esrei. And the question is why they found it necessary to add it in Shmona Esrei. What kind of request is this? Why are we praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Agadol, Agibor, Vanora, Echokel Chaim Bechesed. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu the things he does. There is no request in this paragraph at all. And nevertheless, there is a request now that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember and to write us in the book of life for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is no relationship and no connection to the sentences before. As again, the sentence before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped, but there's nothing of kind of that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something for us. All of a sudden, we add a sentence, and that sentence is purely request. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should remember and write us in the book of life. Your permission, the second bracha, this part of HaGibor, also before we say Mechaya Amiti, also is a sentence that was added by the Gaonim, and this is toward the end of the bracha, we say Micha Mocha Abba Rachaman Abba Rachamim, Zocher Yitzurav Lechaim Berachamim. Who is like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Micha Mocha, Abba Rachaman, you, the Father, the owner of the mercy, Zocher Yitzurav, you remember the one you created, Lechaim, for life, Berachamim, with mercy. This has something to do with the things we said before. But again, this is just that we just added a sentence. It's very similar to the first sentence. Already we said it. Zochrenu lechayim melechafetz bachayim. Already said, Rachel, please remember us. For long life, you're the king that wants to give life. Now we say, Micha mocha, who is like you, Abba Rachamim, Zocher Yisrael lechayim melechafetz. You remember your creatures to life with mercy. This is something very similar to the sentence. There's nothing more to be added after we say the first sentence.
The first sentence is king, not the
father. Right. But again, the question is, what we learn Rosh Hashanah, the Shmona Esrei. Then the next bracha is Atah Kadosh, Neshimcha Kadosh, Yudoshim B'Cholim B'Chatzela, and then we add on Rosh Hashanah mainly few paragraphs. Again, something that really we should not add, we should not do anything in the first three paragraphs. That's the Gemara says. Those three, first three paragraphs, you may not say anything. Here, on Rosh Hashanah, I'd like to go, with your permission, through those paragraphs that we had in Rosh Hashanah. Also, the Baracha ends different. Instead of saying HaKel HaKadosh, you say HaMelech HaKadosh. The Gemara says this is crucial. And the Gemara, sorry, the Shulchan Aruch says, this is crucial that you have to say, you have to add those paragraphs in the third Baracha, HaKadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh. The way it says in this Siddur, that's the way this Siddur Knesset does, is that V'chein tempach decha Hashem Elokeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please put your fear of kol ma'asecha, all the ones that you created. V'matcha of kol ma'shebarata, this is something, also fear whatever you created as well. V'yarocha kol ma'asim, all the creatures should be afraid of you. ישתחוו לפניך כל הברואים, everybody should bow down to you, ויעשו כולם אגודה אחת, all of them should become one, we say one unit, yeah, maybe unit, לעשות את עצמך בלבב שלם, to fulfill your will with a full heart. כמו שידענו השם אלוקינו ששלטן לפניך, we know that you have the power of ruling. עוז בידך, strength in your hand, means in your left hand, וגבורה, strength בימינך, with your right hand. ושמך נורא על כל מה שבראת. Your name is great, maybe fearful, על כל מה שבראת, your name is fearful on whatever you created. Then we say again, וכן, every time we say Uvechen, Uvechen means an also. Ten kavod Hashem la'amecha. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give respect to your nation. I don't know what it means. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give respect to the nation. Ten kavod Hashem la'amecha. Please, God Almighty, give respect to your nation. Tehilah li're'echa. Praise the ones that have fear from you. V'tikva tovah, good hope le'dorshecha, the one that looking for you, demanding you. If it's home pay, you should be able to open up the mouth and miachalim lach, the ones that always waiting for you. Simcha le'afecha, happiness to your land, the sasun yirecha, another kind of happiness to your city. Tzmichat keren le'David avdecha, it means David, the horn of David is going to rise. Arichat ne leven Yishai Meshirecha, the being like the candle, like a flame. Leven Yishai means David, that he is the Mashiach b'mirah b'yamim. Yes, it's a very nice word, as I said all the time. As I said all the time, it's a very nice sentence. But what this has to do with Atah Kadosh? Why, did they put it together? They decided to put those kind of paragraphs in Atah Kadosh. What this has to do with Atah Kadosh? And this is crucial that we have to say it in Atah Kadosh. If somebody did not say it, he has to say Shmona Esrei over. This is something very important to say this paragraph. So we're added in Atah Kadosh. We have to find out what is really the reason for those paragraphs that we have to add them in Atah Kadosh. The next one again, Ovechen. Ovechen, again, Ovechen. And also, Tzadikim, Yiruvi Yismachu, the holy ones, they know who they refer to, they will look, or they'll be afraid, Yismachu, they'll be happy, Visharim, Yalozu, the ones that are straight, they should be even more happy. Chassidim Berinai Yagilu, what it means, Chassidim, is they should be happy with singing, Olata Tikpat Spia, Tikpot Spia. The bad ones, it's called Olata, is from the word Avlata. The bad one is going to close her mouth. The Chol HaRishon Kula, all the bad ones, the whole bad creation, Kirashan Tichlein, is going to be destroyed like smoke, Kita Avim, because you're going to take and bring out to, move it, Memshelet Rim in Haaretz, the government, the bad government from the land. Again, I don't understand the connection and the reason for us saying this in this paragraph. It's called Atakadosh. Atakadosh is Shemcha Kadosh, Atakadosh is Shemcha Kadosh, your name is holy, Gdoshim Echolim Yaluch HaSela, and then we say those paragraphs, it really doesn't seem that they have any connection to Atakadosh. And this is something crucial that we have to say on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. That you know, this is now a request, Ata Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Hashem Elokeinu Meirah Levadecha Kol Maaseh, you should rule, you should be a king. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you by yourself, on all your creatures, Be'arti Mishkan Kvodecha, this is in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim El Kodshecha, another synonym word for Tzion, the holy city, Kakatun Yivai Kodshecha, that's the way it says in Tehillim, Yimloch Hashem Leolam, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to rule forever. Elokai is Tzion, God Almighty, the God of Tzion, the Dov Ador for generations and generations, Hallelujah. Kadosh Atah, you are holy, V'Nora Shmecha, and your name is great, fearful maybe, V'en Elokam Yivaladecha, nobody is like you. Kakatun, like it says the Pasuk, V'Yigbar Hashem Tzfokot V'Mishpah, Kadosh Baruch Hu rose and or raised himself in the court that Yela Kadosh or Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are the holy entity Nikdash Bizdakah, you become holy with Zdakah, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, you are the king, that you the Melech, you the king. This is crucial, the Halacha says, Shulchan Aruch says that this part HaMelech HaKadosh is crucial, that we have to remember to say from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, including Yom Kippur. And if a person does not remember, if he said HaMelech HaKadosh, if he didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, if he has a doubt, if he said HaMelech HaKadosh, he has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. You must repeat Shmoneh Esrei. From Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because we had those paragraphs.
At what point, if you remember, can you go back and say it? Until how far?
Well, the Gemara says it has to be what's called Toch Kedeh Dibur. What it means is after you, let's say you say Hakel HaKadosh,
right,
and you pause in order for you to say three words, Shalom Alecha Rabbi.
Okay,
if it's past this time, that after you say Hakel HaKadosh, even you did not say anything else, you did not start Atachonim. If you start Atachonim, it's no question, you have to go to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. All the way to begin.
You have to walk back 3 paces
to
the whole thing all over again?
You don't have to, no. You don't have to go back.
So you just go back to Adushem?
Yeah, Adushem Satatistah, right. Right. But again, if you say Atah from the word, from the paragraph Atah Chonen, immediately you have to start from the beginning. Even if you didn't say Atah, you just pause. As I say Akel HaKadosh, you remember, but when you remember, already past time that you could say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, three words, then you have to go back. So it means within those three words, you're allowed to correct yourself without going back.
Is that the same with Yahweh?
Same thing, Yahweh.
Three words,
yes.
You've got to go back to the beginning.
Right.
No.
So that's HaMelech HaKadosh, this is the crucial thing that we have to remember, otherwise it means we did not do Shmoneh Esrei. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, some Chachamim say that if you don't remember, You don't have to remember, definitely you said HaKel HaKadosh. Even if you just don't remember, you have a doubt, you did say HaMelech HaKadosh, you did not, you still, because most of the time you say HaKel HaKadosh, now the high is you have to go back to Shmoneh Esrei. They say on Rosh Hashanah, because those paragraphs are added in HaKadosh, most probably you said HaMelech HaKadosh, most probably. So because if you pray from a Mahzor, from a Siddur, and you add those paragraphs in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, therefore, most probably you said as well, HaMelech HaKadosh, most probably. But if you definitely remember, you said HaKel HaKadosh on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it is Rosh Shmoneh Esrei again. At Filah, we may say, said HaLacha are not accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you said HaKel HaKadosh, you said HaMelech HaKadosh.
Remember,
or
think you remember that you haven't done it until the following day, you do the same thing you always do, say,
Tishrei
V'Nesrei.
Right, but it only applies to the last tefillah, right?
Right, of course.
Right, it applies only, next day will be Shacharit, it means you have to do two Shmoneh Esrei, one for Shacharit, one for Arvit.
Right.
But if you have a doubt on Mincha and Shacharit before, you missed it. It means the second day of Shmoneh Esrei, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, let's say.
You say, Shem
Sholom, because there's chakras that you're
Shalom or the
Shalom Rav. Oh, you said Shalom. So those are the things that we have to add on Rosh Hashanah. And again, through Aseret Yemei Teshuvah until Yom Kippur. Also, we have to add them on Yom Kippur as well. And Rosh Hashanah, just those middle paragraphs in HaKadosh. And again, the question is that the halacha is you should not add anything in Shmoneh Esrei in the first three brachot. Here came the Goanim and added. And not only they added certain things, they also added paragraphs. They added some paragraphs that really there's nothing to do if the way we look at it, at this paragraph of HaKadosh, those paragraphs that we add, they have no relationship to HaKadosh. So the Ari in his book writes like this: the reason why we have Rosh Hashanah on the day of Rosh Hashanah, well, that's the Rishonim already say that this is the day Adam HaRishon was created. Adam HaRishon was created on the first day of Chodesh Tishrei. That's the Machlok in the Gemara, but that's what the Rishonim say. That is why we celebrate Rosh Hashanah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that Rosh Hashanah should be on the day, because it's called Hayom Harat Olam, this is the first day of creation, this is the day that Adam HaRishon was created. And because Adam HaRishon was created on the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this day, that every year it's going to be Yom Hadin, the day of judgment.
Adam was created on the first day, he created afterwards.
The first Friday on that year was Aleph Tishrei.
Right.
Adam HaRishon was created on the Friday, and that year of creation, that Friday, was Aleph Tishrei. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started creation 5 days before, was Fafei Elul.
So it was because man was created
on Rosh Hashanah. The Rishonim say, right? Because man was created on Rosh Hashanah, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Rosh Hashanah as the day of judgment. Yes.
At the beginning of the new year.
I think so. Right. This is what Rosh Hashanah was chosen to be the day of judgment, because this is the day of creation. It's called, this is the birthday of creation.
Wasn't it really the other month that the earth was actually created?
It's a machloket and Gemara between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, when really actually the world was created. Either on Nisan or on Tishrei. The machloket negmar. The few answers. How can it be machloket? How can it be? How can it be? Either it was, people forgot. How can it be? How can you forget? Not just thing you forget the calendar. The few answers are given. One of the answers is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really decided to create the world at one point, and then 6 months later he really created it. It's just the question is, when was it that he decided to create, and when was really creation. That's also machloket. But they say that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua don't have a machloket really on physical creation. The machloket is what you calling creation. Are you calling creation the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create, the thought, or actual creation? The machloket again, as I said, hard to interpret that answer. If the thought was Nisan and creation actually was Tishrei, and some Chachamim want to say the opposite, the thought was Tishrei and actually it was a Nisan. We, said the Rishonim, say, we take the side that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thinking on Chodesh Nisan to create, waited 6 months, and actually in Rosh Hashanah he did create the world. When he created the world, Chafei Elul, 5 days before he started creation, mankind was created in Rosh Hashanah. The decision to make mankind was 6 months before on Chodesh Nisan.
Why took it so long?
Right.
There's no concept of time.
The angels were
Ali says like this. Ali says that again, it's not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have done this. But that's how creation works already from, we can say, trillions of years. We don't know exactly how many years already HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried and create worlds and destroy them. He has no information.
Are we to assume from the beginning of time that the worlds were constantly...
Says the question is, what do you mean beginning of time? When was that point? That's the question. There's no answer for this. There's no answer. What does this mean? And before this, what? Nothing happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided at that one point.
Time being, God was always here.
Right. He was always here. So the question is, what do you mean? What made him decide on one point he wants to create a world? I'm not talking about this world.
Right.
So the first original world that was created. How can you say the first world? What does it mean before HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing idle, talking again, there's no time. So it means no time, it means you're going to go back. And the more you go back, you go back, come back. It means endless. So it was at one point, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided last year, he decided to make a world. What happened trillions years before? He said like this. He didn't need a world. It's a very hard question.
Are we to assume that after the one world was destroyed, that immediately...
No, not immediately, no. We don't, there's no information. Not immediately, because we don't know. The Ari doesn't say, for example, this world is coming after a world that was just before this world. The Ari doesn't say how long ago.
But the earth... Arinu.
Eliyahu Nevi told him, but he didn't say.
The celestial location, stars, the planets, they have never changed.
They always changed.
They have changed?
Yeah. It means when the world was destroyed, all the sun and the moon, all the stars were destroyed. Everything.
Everything.
Right.
And started all over again.
All over again, right.
And everything was created the same way?
Very similar.
Physically, I'm talking about this. Physical.
Very similar. We don't have the information. Very similar. You see, I had doubts. I mean, I don't have doubts. But I had a doubt years if the mankind was created the same way we are now, or he was different because of the years the body changed. Let's assume if you ask me a question, physically, 4,000 years ago, a person looked exactly the same way he looks now. I had doubts.
They say that Isaac was born, was the first one that was created as a baby.
Right. But again, I'm asking the form of the body, the size of the body, I mean, the same two eyes and nose the same way. Because I once saw pictures of people that don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. And they said something like this, other pictures. They said that the person changed. It's not the same face. Not necessarily, let's put it this way. It's not necessarily has to be in the same form. We do believe that every creature had two eyes, but again, if the eyes are in the same position, and the nose in the same position, and the nose is the same shape. Because we do see different people that have different size, and also, I don't know, the form itself. I don't know if the face was exactly the same, the fingers was exactly the same. You see people, for example, the fingers are different. I'm not talking about the lines, even the shape of the fingers.
There are people born with webbed fingers.
Right. So where did it start, right? So it's just because this is the influence of the food. We don't know. I had some doubts years. So, but one day they found a man in Switzerland. I don't know if I told you. Switzerland. Told you this?
Yeah.
They found a man in Switzerland. I don't know how many, maybe not too many years ago. Under an iceberg, right? And also they found next to him his bag and some of his belongings. And until they found this man also, they had doubts. They had doubts if mankind, 3,000-4,000 years ago, looked exactly the way we look. Exactly. We're talking about exactly. It was exactly the same shaped face. It's not that the face started to look this way after a few thousand years. And this man they found on an iceberg was exactly like us, exactly.
But that's only 3,000-4,000.
Right.
Man,
therefore I say, I don't know. It doesn't say, there's no information in the world before the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind in the shape that we are made right now. There's no proof of that. No. Mm-hmm. There is, says, yes, worlds were created. But if man was exactly in that shape, it doesn't say anything.
What was Abraham? Was Abraham supposed to be in the same shape as we are today?
Yes.
So, as far as Judaism...
No, also was the same.
I'm sorry?
Adam HaRishon, maybe he changed. After he ate from Mitzvah. We're going to get to it in a minute.
So
I'm not talking about the height. I'm talking just the look. The look. The appearance, right.
The appearance.
Right.
Would that hold true also with animals?
Right.
The transition of animals.
Right. Same thing. So therefore, that's what the Rishonim say, that this is Rosh Hashanah was chosen to be Rosh Hashanah, again, because mankind, Adam HaRishon, was created on Rosh Hashanah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose his birthday as a day of judgment. And the date of judgment is because it's your birthday, that's the explanation. And it's your birthday. It's your birthday, you're going to be judged to see what you do on your birthday. Therefore, some Chachamim say there's no reason to celebrate a birthday. Some Chachamim say you should never celebrate a birthday. A birthday is embarrassment. One of the Chachamim say, it's only one time in the whole Bible that you find a birthday. Paro. There's no birthday of Abraham, no Yitzchak, Yaakov, no Shvatim. Nobody knows any birthday. It doesn't say in the Torah. Any birthday, it doesn't say in the Torah. It says Tao had a birthday. Yeah, okay, fine. But then again, in the Tanakh, there's no birthday.
Huh? The Midrash says that they were born.
Right. I mean, in the Torah, you really don't find in the Torah any clear date for birth. It doesn't say when Abraham was born, it doesn't say when Yitzchak was born. The Gemara figures out, the Midrash figures out. It doesn't say when Yaakov was born, it doesn't say in the Shvatim. It doesn't say any, you don't know when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Not only do we don't know, there's machloket on almost every person, there's a machloket. On Moshe Rabbeinu also there's a machloket.
Moshe Rabbeinu was born and died on the same day.
Again. Died and born the same day, again doesn't say clearly in the Torah. It says the Midrash says, the Gemara says, we learn it. The Pasuk in the Torah. But again, it doesn't say what day was it. It doesn't say. If it was Zayin Adar or wasn't Zayin Adar. The Machloket in the Midrash. I said, Machloket in the Midrash is Zayin Adar. To me, the celebrate Moshe Rabbeinu Zayin Adar, the Midrash says another date as well. Yes, so I say the birthday is nothing. I mean, it's, for your wife it's good. I mean, she feels good. But the truth of the matter, birthday, it says the Rishonim, says the Rambam, I mean, listen, says birthday is judgment. On your birthday, they're judging you. So some Chachamim said, on your birthday, you should fast. So Chachamim said, on your birthday, you should do tshuva. Because the birthday, this is the day they're going to look at from Shemayim and Jesus, what did you accomplish last year? And that based, again, on this statement of the Rishonim, that Rosh Hashanah was chosen to become Rosh Hashanah because this is the birthday of Adam HaRishon, and every year, it's the birthday of creation, and now we want to see what really happened on last year. What did you do last year? But Rosh Hashanah said, this is why Rosh Hashanah was chosen to be the day of judgment, because the Moshe was created on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rosh Hashanah said, from this you learn not to do a birthday. Because the birthday, the only thing that we know about birthday is judgment, is court. Because you're being charged because it's your birthday. And this is what Rishonim said. And again, the Rishonim said, we don't find it. If it would be something very important, you would find in the Tanakh at least one time, one date, that somebody was born on that day. It doesn't say in the Tanakh any date. I think the whole Tanakh doesn't say. In the Torah, definitely doesn't say, but I think the whole Tanakh doesn't say a date of birth of anyone. That you should celebrate, you should be happy with that person. And the Gemara said that was born on Shavuot. Again, machloket, back and forth, but there's no clear date. He said that this is what Rosh Hashanah said, that this is really what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And it's the day of court. And here we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called ready, says the Gemara, to be judged in Rosh Hashanah. It's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us, because again, this is the day of creation. But Ari adds, and he says, of course it's true. But it's not true. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what a person is, and he created us, and he knows what's going on. Only the reason, says Ari, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us. Of course, it's again, like the Rishonim say, it's the birthday of Adam HaRishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting to see what did we accomplish, not what did we sin. Let's say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of mercy. He doesn't need to look at you and to tell you that you did this wrong, and this wrong, and this wrong. For this, you don't have Rosh Hashanah reason. Right. You want to see what did you accomplish last year. Again, this is the birthday of the world. Again, this is the day Adam HaRishon seen the nature of Metzadah. And damage was done to the universe. And now Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see what did you do. That's what did you do wrong. What did you do good? But because he's looking what did you do good, he's looking what did you do bad. So it's not only you did not do the right thing, also you did something bad thing. But the idea that he said is not Rosh Hashanah is a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging you for the bad thing. He's judging you to see what did you accomplish. Of course, if you didn't accomplish anything, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so what did you do? You did something, the opposite of accomplishment, this is bad. He said that this is really the reason it says in the time of Israel Sofer, that Tam Israel came from exile, Israel Sofer and Nehemiah was standing in Yerushalayim. And that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that Israel Sofer told them, Israel, go, echlu mashmanim, shtu mamtakim, ki chedvat Hashem imauzchem. He says, go eat fat things, go drink sweet things, because this is a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that the happiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is your strength. So the other Chachamim has the same question. It's very nice to say that, but you're standing in court. You cannot come to court downtown Manhattan and say, it doesn't matter, I'm happy. So if a person knows that this is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging him, he can be happy. How can you be happy? You have to be naive, says Tari. This is a crucial day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide on that day if you're going to be here next year or you're not going to be here next year. Israel Sofer and Nechemiah said, listen, Yechlum HaShmanim, Shtum HaMtakim, Sevat HaShem HaOtchem, don't worry. He says, go home. That's what he told them. Go home and be happy. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said, that this is why we eat fat things on Rosh Hashanah. This is our minhag to eat sweet things on Rosh Hashanah. This is based on that sentence, that statement of Ezra. He told Am Yisrael when he came up from exile, eat fat things, drink sweet things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be happy with you, or which means I am looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's happiness. Yeah, it's a very nice statement, but still, it's very serious business. It's a day of judgment. So you don't understand, it's not the way we think. You know who is looking at you, and that's the way the Gemara, the Rambam writes. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has a scale, is going to weigh the sins and the mitzvot, and if the sins are more, it's like this, and this is not really the reason for Rosh Hashanah. The reason for Rosh Hashanah is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see how many sins you have. This is not the purpose of Rosh Hashanah. And that's what Ezra and Nehemiah told them, Israel. Go eat fat things, go drink sweet things. I don't know, only wants to see what did you accomplish. Of course, if you did not accomplish, and people say, listen, not only didn't accomplish, you did something bad. But the idea of Rosh Hashanah is not a day of judgment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging what you did, and he's going to compare Chas Shalom the sins with the mitzvot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to Chas Shalom to make a decision upon his result that he saw that the person did more sins, less sins, and this is what was like a court downstairs. Since the court upstairs is different. The court upstairs is looking, what did you accomplish? And if you did accomplish, well, if you didn't accomplish, you're going to say, how come you didn't accomplish? Then he's going to judge you. Now he says, so you have to know the purpose of Rosh Hashanah, of your birthday, is not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging you. This is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, what did you accomplish?
Is the reason for this because God is looking to see what mankind has accomplished to make the takana?
Right, make it become for the seed of Adam Rishon.
Right, I
said it before. This is what the Rav, Rabbi Nissim, really means. This is really what Ari says clearly. Again, we are here, we are in exile, and we want to go back to the original place of Gan Eden, and this world should be fixed. And Rosh Hashanah is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking to see what did we accomplish the last year in order for us to reach to the destination. If that destination means to fix this world again, something that has shown damage. So he says that Dari, there's a lot of kavanot of Dari on Rosh Hashanah. Dari says in Rosh Hashanah, this should be the main kavanah of Rosh Hashanah. Of course we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's going to judge us. But we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu just one thing, that we want another chance from you to accomplish something, to do something. It's not that we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember me, forgive me. He says, that's not the issue right now. Rosh Hashanah is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking to see what did you do. Did you accomplish? Not what did you do wrong, or what did you do good. It means what was the accomplishment? And Shmona Esrei says, Dari, that before you say Shmona Esrei, and you praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, Dari, this is really what you should have in mind. You should have in mind that I don't know what I did accomplish. We'll talk about this in a minute. But before I even say, I want to tell you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I want another chance that I'll be able to accomplish. And this is... Huh? Right. I say that the first three brachot that we have, the first bracha is connected to Abraham Avinu. The second bracha is connected to Yitzchak Avinu. And the third bracha is connected to Yaakov and the Shvatim. Ata Kadosh, Veshimcha Kadosh, Ugdoshim B'chol Yimeluch HaSela, says Dari, says the Zohar, Ugdoshim B'chol Yimeluch HaSela, this is the 12 Shvatim. And those three paragraphs, says Dari, this is why we start Shmoneh Esrei during the year, and Rosh Hashanah especially, more particular, we have to emphasize what is really the reason we are. So all year round, says Dari, what you say, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Magen Abraham, Mechaye Amitim, Makel HaKadosh, says, you know, we mention it, we say the Zchut of the Avot, the Brit of the Avot. Says Dari, but you have to understand, the day of creation, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu something else. He says, it's not, I want you to remember Abraham, I want to remember Salam, I want to remember Yaakov, I want to remember the Shvatim. I want you to remember the accomplishment of Abraham. I want you to remember the accomplishment of Yitzchak. I want you to remember the accomplishment of Yaakov and the 12 tribes. The sentence says Dari that we add in the Shmona Esrei, Zochenu lechaim, please remember us for life. Or says Mi chamocha Abba rachamim. It says, who are you like HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you got that your Father of Mercy? And then in Atah Kadosh that what we add on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, really we should have added it all a certain mitzvah. Just Chachamim, the Godim did not want it to be as a burden on us. So that we made a short version to say, Amelech HaKadosh. It says, all those things is only to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if we are here, we know that we are here to accomplish. Hopefully, if we did not accomplish, you let me accomplish next year. I need an extension. We're looking to accomplish to be able to come back to the original state of Adam HaRishon before Yitzchak HaTzaddik. What does that mean? What does that mean? This is a long, long list of bad things that happen because of the Moshe Nesu Mitzvah. Very long. What happened in Shemaim? I'm not talking about creation downstairs. I'm talking the effect. The effect on the Olamot, what we call Olamot Elyonim, all the way up in Shemaim, as the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes certain things or reveals himself in certain things. The damage that was done by Adam HaRishon sin. That again, the Adam HaRishon sin was done Rosh Hashanah, and then what you call all the walls upstairs, all the Olamot were damaged upstairs. And Abraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov, they were trying...
He was born...
On Rosh Hashanah.
The first day he committed the sin?
3 hours later, right. Right. He got up at like lunchtime, you know. He came back after lunch, you know. That's how I mean, at lunch. Right. That thing happened after lunch, right. He took a nap, like in Israel, at lunchtime they go take a nap. Right. He took a nap and he got up and the hour number 10, the Gemara says, he already ate from his Sadat and he was ready to be sent out of Gan Eden. The Machmoket, he was sent the same day, or Shabbat, he sent after Moshe Shabbat, he was sent out. So again, the Ari says, you have to understand, Rosh Hashanah is the day, I'm sorry?
What hour was he created?
In between.
He was created in 3 hours. Yeah. I mean, 3 hours before he ate from the Eighth of
God. Right. Few minutes after he was created. You don't know the tale, maybe 1 hour. It's not, I don't know. It's my
Gemara says,
yeah. That's twins. They look like twins.
That they may have been one.
Right, even though they were one, then Akadosh Baruch Hu cut them. Ari says, this is on Rosh Hashanah, for example, we don't say vidui. We don't say vidui on Rosh Hashanah. We don't say Hashem no. And Ari, all the Chachamim have the same question, I understand, listen. But still, this is the day of judgment. Isn't it right that you should stand in front of Akadosh Baruch Hu and say, listen, Akadosh Baruch Hu, I sin? I mean, he's judging you. He says, you pass a red light. And he says, why don't you say, I'm sorry for this red light? He says, no, don't say it. He says, the Yom Kippur. Say, what is Yom Kippur? He says, say it now. Now it's the day of judgment. You come in front of the judge. You don't tell the judge, listen, Chag Sameach. You tell the judge, listen, I'm sorry, I did it. I mean, you're standing in front of the judge to admit. You don't argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, all the Chachamim have the same question. He said, ask them in a different way also. That's a simple thing that the person, you know, if the Akadosh Baruch Hu is judging you, at least he should show Akadosh Baruch Hu that he is sorry what he did, if he did anything. Now he said, of course, if that was the purpose of Rosh Hashanah, you're right. But we're not talking about it at all. He said, we're talking about it. We're talking about the accomplishment. So he's asking you to say if you sin. I didn't ask you that. I'm going to find out by myself if you did sin. But this is not the purpose of Rosh Hashanah. The purpose of Rosh Hashanah is not judging you to see if you did better things. He's not interested in this. He's interested in the accomplishment. While he's looking at me fine to see what he accomplished, because he sees, oh, not that he didn't accomplish, he did something bad. But you can't tell the judge, I'm sorry, I didn't ask you that. I'm not interested in this. He says, the day of judgment against the Dari is not the judgment to see what you did bad. It is just to see the accomplishment. And as long as you accomplish, you did it right. It's irrelevant, the scene. This is not the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for the sins. He is looking for accomplishment. Zahir says that this is a segula, this is the truth, of course. Zahir says that's the truth of Rosh Hashanah. But this is the drive, says Zahir, before Rosh Hashanah, that you have to understand. It comes Chodesh Elul, this is Chodesh HaSlichot. It says, I'm going to be sorry. Says Zahir, of course you're sorry, I understand you're sorry. But well, you have to be sorry for what? Says Zahir, it's not only sorry for the sins, so that he didn't accomplish it. So he said that this is the slichot, this is what we say on the slichot, is of course I did sin and we say that we do it. But he says, but you have to know that this is not what you're going to be judged. So if you're going to be judged but that you sin, okay. But you're not going to be judged for that. You're going to be judged because of who is looking at you find as if you accomplished something.
How do you make restitution for Adam's sin? How do you accomplish something?
Yeah. How really you accomplish is by keeping the Torah. That's how you accomplish.
So that in effect is
the that effect, right. Because Adam HaRishon did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we do listen. So just by listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means you're going to accomplish. That's a simple explanation. Of course, there are more than that. There's much deeper things than that.
The Jews have been doing this for thousands and thousands of years.
Right. If the accomplishment was 100%, then you're right. But if you have to understand that this is the problem. And that's what Darius says. The problem is the accomplishment is not individual accomplishment.
Collective.
It's a collective accomplishment. It's not, you can't, it's not, you know, Darius said, like, Darius is an example. It is a construction, a building, they're going to build a building, a tall building. One guy put the cement, the other guy is cutting from the bottom. He says, the building will never be finished. I said, Darius, with all the respect, he's telling Rosh Hashanah for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That says, I seen, I didn't see, it's not important. We look at the accomplishment now. I says, is the building getting higher or is the building getting smaller? I says, the more sinners we have, it means they're cutting the foundation. So what difference does it make what you do? The Rosh Hashanah is a day of accomplishment, not personal accomplishment. Again, it's accomplishment of this all the world to come back to the original state status. I'm sorry?
Dimchor,
right. This is what Chassid Chaim said this example. One person pour water in a pail, another guy is making a hole underneath. So when the pail is going to be full? He says, never. He says, as long as this guy will stop making the hole in the pail. That's what Chassid Chaim says. Chassid Chaim says, I mean, the Biral says even worse. The Biral says, we're all in a boat, and there's one guy drilling in his cubby. Yeah. So the captain comes and says, what are you doing? He says, what do you worry about? I do it in my cabin. The Mitzvah says this.
Yeah.
So now he says this is the secret of Rosh Hashanah. The secret of Rosh Hashanah is accomplishment. So again, what we say, says Dari, that we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Elul and Rosh Hashanah, we are ready to do the correction. We are ready to accomplish. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about. That's what the Dari says that to the Rav. I mean, this means this is the purpose that Rosh Hashanah was made in Rosh Hashanah. Because I said, otherwise it doesn't matter. What did it make it? It's your birthday, not birthday. Because this is the day that the world was damaged. And this is our obligation, says Dari, to try to fix the damage and to restore all the world and all the things that were destroyed by the Amalishon. This is really what the sentences that were added by the Goanim in the first three Barachot. And this is really the paragraphs that were added in the Takadosh. All of them is just to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we depart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first three brachot on Shmona Esrei, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be the king, you're going to be this. It's not only this is the day of redemption of human necessity. This is the day that we announce our goal and exactly what we need to do in this world and what is really our desire. The common desire is to do those corrections and to do those accomplishments. And we talk about it, this is you can do this, you can be you're the king and you have this in your hand and the best part will go away and everybody will be happy. It says all those little details is only to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we're looking for in Rosh Hashanah. Of course we're gonna try to accomplish it with other things in Rosh Hashanah. But this is the goal of Rosh Hashanah. And this is the Dari when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really happy in Rosh Hashanah, and we'll be telling that. As long as we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're obligated to do the accomplishment, and we mean it seriously, as he said, this is really when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to write you for another extension. If you just say, I'm sorry, so the Dari, the Gemara said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Matran, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give up, and he says, if you need something, I says, mercy, what mercy? So the Dari says, mercy is only can happen to you if you know what you're doing. Because if you, it's just the judgment, says Dari, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging you, you did bad, you did good, so there's nothing to ask for mercy. What's mercy? Mercy for what? You can't ask such for mercy. They say, you stole $100 million, you can't ask for mercy. What mercy? You stole $100 million. But you say, listen, Mr. Judge, I stole $100 million, but you know, now I know that I have another job, you know. I want to do a job, you know. I want my job now. So you don't take me away from my job. This is something of Rosh Hashanah, that HaKadosh, if you announce to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you know your obligation, that you want to do this kind of a job, it is that I want to correct certain things, that I want to accomplish something, so the judge says, okay, let me try you. So let me try you to accomplish something, let me try you to correct it. But if it's just you ask for forgiveness from Rosh Hashanah, it's the process of forgiveness. You damaged something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to forgive you. Says the Mishnah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forgive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will demand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will extend. Hopefully, says Tari, the next day you will accomplish something. When you accomplish something, you come back in front of the judge and say, last day you stole. He says, but this day I accomplished. Right? So because you accomplished, the judge is going to be nice to you. He says, okay, you will waive the punishment he wants to give you, he wanted to give you less. As some Chachamim said, it's a very crucial Rosh Hashanah. The person can put on Rosh Hashanah that he's perfect. They said, this Rosh Hashanah is so good, I prayed so well, and I behaved, you see? All of a sudden, in the middle of the year, something bad happened to the person. He said, what happened? And I said, Rosh Hashanah was excellent. You don't understand, says Ali. This is not just a day of judgment. This is the day, this is something that you have to accomplish something. So it's like an extension. But left Rosh Hashanah, and 2 years Rosh Hashanah, and 3 years Rosh Hashanah, so now you did certain things that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to demand it from you. It's bad loans from years before. You can go to chapter 11 in Shammai. You have chapter 7, of course, chapter 7, yeah, you go to Gan Eden. But chapter 11, you woke up and said chapter 11. I said chapter 11, there's no thing chapter 11 in Shammai. I said, you owe everything. I said, you just get an extension. I said, the extension, says Tari, you have to work very hard to show that you're going to accomplish. Then the judge is going to wait. But if you're just going to behave, and you don't have this idea that you're going to accomplish, the old debts will rise. And all of a sudden, the man during the year doesn't feel good, his business is not so good. I said, but this is not this Rosh Hashanah, this is bad from 5 years ago, from 50 years ago. The extension of the people gives us Rosh Hashanah is only because we promise or we voluntarily say we want to accomplish and correct. Then the judge will look away from the bad things that we did. Excuse me. Because now the judge is giving us a chance to correct something. So they say in Russia, they say if they need the guy, even though he's hanging already, they take him off. They say he's already hanging on a tree. He says, but they need this guy. This guy knows something that nobody else knows. They said, take him off. He says, if you want to accomplish something, says Dari, and you're really going to accomplish, says Dari, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to wait for this hint. Eventually, if you accomplish, I'm going to be so proud of you, you'll waive this hint. But the accomplishment is needed. Says Dari, it's not just ask for forgiveness from a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
God knows it's
that. Okay, this is your famous question. I mean, this is your famous question. I don't have the famous answer. It's a famous question. God knows everything. That's true.
Well, on the other hand, you're talking about people's intention. People honestly intend.
Right. You have to be. That's what he said. Right. He said that you have to honestly intend to accomplish, to correct, to do certain things that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do to fix the world. Again, says Ari, this is not individual thing. This is something that belongs to the whole world. That this is, should be your goal in life, that you're going to correct and accomplish and fix the whole world. It's not me, myself, I'll be standing. It says, if I myself think about myself, I'm not doing the job.
So what are we doing?
So after all these thousands of years,
again,
God knows that people who intend to do things don't always do them.
So, okay, this is his question. Right. It's a famous question. God knows or God doesn't know? If God doesn't know, he's not God. And if he knows,
no,
what's the purpose?
I'm not saying it the way he is. He's saying that God knows what you're going to do.
Right.
But I'm saying in general that God knows that out of 1,000 people, maybe 200 will really...
It's the same question. It's the same question.
You lost your mind?
The same question. Same question. Again, but Ari said, this is what we have to do on Elul. That's what we do on Rosh Hashanah. And this is what we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu is for extension to accomplish. And this is why we don't ask for forgiveness in Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, we don't ask Rosh Hashanah, we don't say we do, we don't say we sin, because this is not what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking for us, from us, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not looking at us. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is just waiting for our announcement. I can say that it says in the Mishnah. Right. What it means is because we got an extension, now we don't want to fall behind on our extension, on our accomplishment, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to disturb or will punish us, so we'll never be able to complete. It means like this. Let's say a person has to go someplace. In the meantime, he forgets his wallet, his suitcase someplace. He can't go. He can't go to the destination. He asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please make sure I don't forget my suitcase. So on Yom Kippur, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to punish us and to forgive us for the sins, because we need to accomplish something. But it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu already waived the whole thing completely and it's already erased. It doesn't mean it's erased. Arin says, this is really the answer that the Gemara, the Mishnah in Maseret Rosh Hashanah says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the universe a few times there. On Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, Ovrim lefanav kibnei maron. The Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judging people on Rosh Hashanah. It says, it doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu judging universe. It says, universe is passing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like sheep or like soldiers. What do you mean you're passing like soldiers? What soldiers? Gemara says like Malchei Beit David, like the soldiers that were the time of David HaMelech. What do you mean soldiers passing? You're passing in front of Hashem like soldiers.
Like
a review.
Passing and review.
The explanation, Chachamim says, it means Rabbi Chachamim is judging. He says, no, it's much deeper. You're being judged to see if you're a soldier of God. You're a soldier of God. What does it mean? That I'm a soldier of God. You see, what do you mean? I'm not looking at you to see if you did a sin or didn't sin. I'm not interested in this. I'm looking to see if you're my soldier. What do you mean my soldier? If you're going to accomplish what I'm asking you to do. So I'm not judging you to see if you did a sin. It's not my purpose right now. My purpose is to see if you're my soldier. Soldier means you belong to the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means you're going to accomplish something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A king does not judge soldiers. He only wants to know if the soldier is a good soldier or not a good soldier. And this is, has to do with the accomplishment itself.
How do we relate with regards to the billions of goyim? I mean, what is it? Everybody in the world is supposed to do?
Yeah. But let's put it this way. The Gemara says, and that's the Ari says as well, we are responsible directly for our fellow Jews.
Right.
We are responsible. That means, if a Jew in Japan doesn't keep Shabbat, we are responsible. And Chas v'Shalom, somebody can get punished here because a Jew in Japan did not keep Shabbat. That's how crucial it is. This is something that we are responsible. That we cannot get away from it. That you cannot. That somebody who died over there, it says it's not his sin. It's his brother in Costa Rica. His brother in Guatemala. Not a real brother, a Jew, a fellow Jew. For the goyim, we're not responsible as much. But we are responsible for the war. Because we don't get punished for that. But still, we have an obligation to see that they, the goyim also, will do the right thing. Because this is an obligation for us to correct and to accomplish something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was not a Jew. Now we call him Avraham Avinu the first Jew. Avraham Avinu did. He went all around the world. It's not because, just because he did not want people to do Avodah Zarah with him. Because he felt that it's something that he has to accomplish. And this the Gemara said, Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, and Avodah Reshkosha. Only Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov really worked their life. The Gemara says, they ran in front of people like horses. That he says because they worked 100% to achieve 100%. Nothing personal, nothing, anything for themselves. They worked all their life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu again to accomplish and to correct the sin of the Moshe. And this one, he says that in those three paragraphs, the first paragraph is Keneged Avraham Avinu, Magen Avraham. The second paragraph is Yitzchak Avinu, Chayei Amitim. The third paragraph is Akel HaKadosh HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov, Asher Agorim, thousand years ago, added those sentences. On Rosh Hashanah, to emphasize, to say that during the year, you say, Lokem Rosh Hashanah Yaakov, he says, God of Abraham, God of Yitzchak, God of Yaakov, you know, it is the Zchut of Abraham, the Brit Abraham, he says, you don't understand. Rosh Hashanah is a different concept. The Shmunat Rosh Hashanah is not the same Kavanah that you have during the year. During the year, you have a simple Kavanah. It says, I'm a grandson of Abraham, a grandson of Yitzchak, grandson of Yaakov. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I had a very great grandfather. Please help me try to have mercy on me. Says Rosh Hashanah, says Dari, it's not the Kavanah. The Kavanah is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, I'm going to do what my grandfather did, what Abraham did. What Yitzchak did, what Yaakov did, says what they did is not they kept the mitzvot, they did the Torah because they wanted to keep the Torah, because they wanted to accomplish. And their desire was just accomplishment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Rosh Hashanah, this is what the Goanim added in the first three brachot on Shmonat, right? This is those sentences just to emphasize what we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask for an extension. The extension is for accomplishment. We ask this extension of accomplishment in the three brachot that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the masters of those brachot, and we telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my grandfather Abraham started the accomplishment. Yitzchak continued, Yaakov continued, the Shvatim continued, I'm doing the same thing, and those are the paragraphs that we say is to emphasize that this is my purpose, and this is why I need an extension to have another year in order for me to do the accomplishment. That's right. But he says it's so-called, we say it in a different word, it says it pays for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he talks about, if you're going to kill me, who is going to accomplish it? I said, I'm your soldier. I mean, if I'm not going to be here, who is going to accomplish it? As long as you want to accomplish, says Dari, this is how you win the court case in Rosh Hashanah. It's not a matter that this, the way that we're not anything. I said, the Avonot and the good thing is only to see if you really mean well, that you really want to accomplish.
What does the name Shammai start to say? What was going on in Shammai?
I don't know, I was never there.
You know, you
a lot of activity.
Well, I don't remember, let's put this. Ask Miss Nada, Miss Nada knows that. This is Miss Nada territory. Well, Darin says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on a chair and all the angels around him, and they're looking to see what he's saying.
All year round?
No, on Rosh Hashanah only.
Melech.
Only on Rosh Hashanah. But again, because this is the birthday of the world, and we have to accomplish something. It's not day of judgment. That's what Ezra and Nehemiah says, go home, be happy. Ki chetzvat Hashem imaotchem, says Dari, that's what Ezra said. I'm looking for Hashem's happiness to appear. So it means accomplishment. What does it mean? Chetzvat Hashem imaotchem. Ezra said, if you go home, you eat fat things, drink sweet things. This is our minhag, says Dari. The Shulchan Aruch said, you should eat fat things in Rosh Hashanah and sweet things in Rosh Hashanah. I said, but you have to understand what's the end of the sentence. The end of the sentence is, chetzvat Hashem imaotchem. It means, I'm looking for the happiness of God. It's not for my happiness. It's not the court that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging me. It says, I am being judged to see if I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's happiness to appear. It means, if I want really to complete the correction of this world, if I want to accomplish something. This is what I said to them, listen, go eat, go drink, because that's what you should have in mind, Rosh Hashanah.
I didn't
Nope.
Okay, I didn't have it. That's the only one. That doesn't matter. We have a minion or we don't have a minion. Oh, so I'll have another one to you in a few minutes. I'll have to go in another part.
Another part?
We might need you for the minyan. I
don't know
if I should have left the name of the uncle.